I can assure you that the relevancy of the products of which we offer are extremely relevant and right for today's market.
Hello and welcome to the Fobi Insider podcast. I have Rob Anson here all the way from Orlando. Rob, how are you doing?
Good morning. 4 a.m. your time, Nathan. Bright and early, attaboy. Dedication at its finest. Good morning.
Good morning. There we go. Well, you got to do what you got to do. So I want to jump straight into it. As most people have seen from Instagram and social media, they know that you've spent this week at the Comcast Accelerator program. And we have seen some snippets, and you've been connected with some of the largest brands already, like NASCAR and NBC and PGA, and just to name a few. So let's get into it. Give us an update. How's it going?
Yeah, it's been a long week, I got to tell you. I've done a lot of different events and conferences and road trips over my career here, and this is one for the books. I got to tell you, I arrived Saturday. We hopped right into it Saturday evening. Literally, it's been nonstop since. I mean, what are we today? Friday? We're all last night after dinner just talking about the week and what a whirlwind blur was. I mean, it was quite something to learn about the level of opportunity. It's actually far greater than I imagined here. It just really makes me feel great too, understanding that, you know, a company with all of these assets, they're all looking for the next thing that can help them with parts of their business. You know, marketing automation, real-time analytics and insights, dashboard integrated CMS reporting, and customer experience, gift card to wallet was a big interest here. Activation channel, partners. It was just everything right up our alley. So we've had a great opportunity to meet with our dedicated partners who basically selected us pre-announcement. And while we're going through all the different tiers of selection, and it's been really interesting to me because, I mean, as you alluded to, Nathan, we met with the head of the PGA. We met with the head of Universal while we're down here. Obviously, Universal Theme Parks is a monster. Golf Now, Golf Pass, you know, is super interesting there because they recognize the name. I explained to them our integration partnership and data partnership with Lightspeed. They actually knew about Predator Ridge, believe it or not, I guess from their due diligence. So there's just a lot there. You know, it's super interesting to me when we were at NASCAR, you know, we've done a couple different programs previously with them. And I think it's really cool now to see the timing of the digital access and credential technology of which we've built. Very interesting to me too. I probably shouldn't name the office, but one of the offices we went to, they had an experience much like NASDAQ used to be before we went in and revamped that with checkpoints. So it isn't just, you know, what's staring you in the eyes. I've really been looking at this as an audit lens as to how do we connect and enhance and provide value to their existing IT investment and infrastructure? And then how do we build as many possible small business cases to start where there's not a heavy lift for these groups? As you can appreciate, they've got a great deal on their plate. They've got a very solid strategy and roadmap for this year. And it's pretty cool to see that there's opportunity for us to play a part in that. And now after meeting with some of the groups throughout this last week here and having chit chats and understanding their business and focus and some of the holes and gaps, there's a great deal of other business cases that are in discussion here, which is pretty cool. You know, some of these groups we've implemented with previously that we haven't been able to share. So I'm quite excited about this go around, as there's a strong commitment here to PR and marketing and building out strong public use cases and stuff. So very cool to see. It's been a very great week.
Well, that's really exciting just to hear the opportunity. So what's it like being connected with the other tech companies on the program and sort of the the Comcast leaders that are there today?
The team here at Comcast did a great job of selecting the groups. There's a lot of synergies amongst participants here. The companies like Zoomph and Stellarago and Fobi AI is sort of the future to me when it comes to data analytics, real-time personalized marketing and measurement and attribution. Our three technologies are absolutely aligned. I'm quite excited. There's other companies that are sort of more of interactive gaming and crowd engagement and these things. There's broadcast companies and streaming, of course, now. It's really cool to see the different technologies and tremendous group of guys. It's been a lot of fun and long days, but a lot of smart people here, and it's really cool to see. So
That's awesome. That's so good to hear and exciting to kind of hear what the future holds for Fobi and the partnerships. And you talked about digital ticketing, and I kind of want to move on to another big announcement that we released this week, and that was the annual 36th Roth conference that we'll be providing the digital ticketing for. So how excited are you to be going from Comcast and kind of having all of these opportunities and these conversations that you're talking about to go straight into another big, huge opportunity, which is the Roth conference?
yeah, this is a tremendous opportunity for us. I mean, this is, I was having a conversation with Paul Song from Roth Capital here in Canada a few months back, and he told me about the event and thought that we might be a really great fit, obviously, because of the AI data intelligence and wallet side of the business. And we sat with Isabel, their event coordinator, planner, and CMO, and she was all about wallet. And she's like, look, if we can add this to wallet and enhance and innovate our existing attendee experience and provide further value to all parties, then that's something we'd like to explore. And we went to work and built everything out and integrating with some of their other tech stack partners, which have been great to work with. And it's a showcase. I mean, let's get real here. This is an invite-only exclusive event with the most prominent investment bankers and fund managers, et cetera, globally. So this is not, we're just going to show up there. This is a huge opportunity too for these folks to not only provide the next evolution of conference gala event, if you will, experience, but it to me, it's really, this is a showcase as far as Pulse AR and some of the other things that we're doing and we'll be discussing further coming up. It sets the table nicely for that.
So what are you expecting from the event to continue to build these partnerships with these different companies?
I think, Nathan, look, I mean, that we're all about digital transformation. And I've literally just spent the last, 6 days down here. It's all relate back to digital transformation. Each and every aspect of it. I mean, Universal still uses plastic passes to get into the gate, like gift card sort of style. My experience here was very, very resource driven for experience for a lot of that part. Obviously, that leads to great opportunity for us. They're all very interested in the consolidation of marketing, lead gen, activation, experience, reviews, preloaded credits, all these things that, I mean, that's the wallet. It's what it is, right? So it's tremendous to see the level of opportunities, whether it's Roth or all the groups we've met with down here. It's just the way the world's going. And, I know people don't quite understand that some of these take time and we can't control the variable factors, but I can assure you that the relevancy of the products of which we offer are extremely relevant and right for today's market.
That's great. That's absolutely true. And working on these in the background is just exciting to see, and exciting to see it all coming to play. One last thing I wanted to touch upon. Last week, we had our Q2 financial results webinar. Well, what has the feedback been since that week? And can you give us an update on the latest on that?
Well, I think the stock has traded extremely well. Consider we closed a significant financing. I think as we record this, I think we're 35% or 40% up from where we were, which is a great show of confidence. And I think people understanding the opportunity and the expectation for value realization as things move forward here. AI is a huge story. I met with their senior vice president yesterday of Comcast Ventures, and it was super interesting to hear their focus and their investment strategy and their level of involvement of which they take. Super interesting. Obviously, being digital and AI driven, exactly what they're looking at, right? Those categories. If AI isn't part of the roadmap or strategy for those companies out there, it's something that they need to consider like today, start today looking at, because it's going to prevent a lot of companies without having a strategy and an execution plan. They're not going to, I don't believe they'll be fundable in the next 18 months.
Well, thanks for the update, Rob. And I know you're extremely busy and jumping around the country and the continent. So, was there any other lasting comments that you kind of wanted to leave us with?
No, I appreciate you making the effort today. Like I said, it's not easy getting up at 3:30 or whatever you had to do to prepare for this. So, one, I greatly appreciate that. I've got to pack up here and off to the airport, and long travel day ahead, and right back at it. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. As I said, there's it's exhilarating to see where we are and the opportunities ahead of us. I mean, I had a hard time sleeping down here. Like, it's a lot going through your head. I mean, I kind of look at every angle and every approach, and I think it's one thing. It's the level of detail and thought that I can connect dots very quickly and articulate what a low friction, business case would look like and the expected ROI out of it. So, I expect a very active period here over the next couple of months for sure, as a result of the meetings, and I think we get back together here in mid-May in North Carolina. That's the next round of partner introductions and business cases, and I believe there's a weekly meeting as well throughout there. So, lots going on here, and lots going on at home, and trying to manage it all we can. And like I said, I appreciate your efforts today, and I wish everyone a health and safe weekend, and enjoy the days as they come.
Well, absolutely. I definitely thought that it was important to kind of get your thoughts on this first week at Comcast. So I'm glad I could track you down and we can get it. And for our investors, I definitely recommend you to check Phobie AI on Instagram, and you can kind of see updates and Rob's updates of where he is in the events that Phobie are partaking in. So thanks again, Rob. I appreciate your time, and we'll speak soon.
All right, Anthony, have a great weekend.